Dmitri Shostakovich called the opera The Passenger a perfect masterpiece. It was written by one of his students nearly half a century ago, and it's finally getting its U.S. premiere at the Houston Grand Opera. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports that the opera is based on a story by a Holocaust survivor, and it has music from a composer who lost his entire family in the Nazi death camps.
Writer Zofia Pozmich, an Auschwitz survivor, was in Paris in 1959 when she feared she heard her former Nazi prison guard. She was wrong, but that seed became this story. A 1950s cruise line passenger, the guard, thinks she sees her former prisoner.
My darling, what is the matter? See the tomb there. Why should she make you nervous? There's something strange about her manner, unearthly. Not really. She is middle-aged. Her thoughts are far away. Is something wrong?
The husband knows nothing of his wife's Nazi past. Ship scenes unfold on the white upper deck. Auschwitz sequences play out in the shadowy lower deck of the prison hell, where the same scene shifts back in time.
Is something wrong, Aufseher in France? Why hesitate? That's not like you. Remember, you are serving the Fatherland and the Führer.
The Passenger was written in 1967 by Polish-born Mieczysław Feinberg. The young Jewish musician escaped Warsaw in 1939 and settled in Moscow, where he studied with Shostakovich. Weinberg wrote incessantly. The Passenger's director, David Pountney, says Weinberg composed 22 symphonies, 17 string quartets, ballets, film scores, 7 operas.
Relentless, he never stopped. He was primarily writing to justify his survival. I'm sure that's why he wrote such a massive amount of music. I've been saved. I'm the only one who survived. I have to use every minute to justify that.
Weinberg considered The Passenger his masterpiece, but a 1968 premiere was scrapped. Weinberg couldn't get anyone to produce it. Then, after the Soviet Union's collapse, music publishers in need of money began offering their works abroad.
And they sent round leaflets basically saying, you know, composer Weinberg, who I'd never heard of, a friend of Shostakovich, opera about Auschwitz. And it was one of those bits of paper that's on its way into the waste paper basket. And luckily, in this case, I just said, wait a minute, what? Friend of Shostakovich, Auschwitz, what is this?
Pountney seized the opportunity and first presented a full production in 2010.
We premiered it in Austria, so we're performing it to the grandchildren of the perpetrators and some of the grandchildren of the victims, of course.
Writer Zofia Pozmich was in the audience, but Mieczysław Weinberg died in 1996 and never saw the work performed. Pountney contacted Patrick Summers, the Houston Grand Opera's music director and conductor. The two had worked together before, and Summers agreed to stage the work, even though it's not easy on audiences.
It is unrelentingly dark. There's no point in trying to pretend it isn't.
Composer Mieczysław Weinberg wrote percussive, disjointed music for the below-deck prison scenes, jazzy sequences above deck, and spare lyrical vocal passages to get the audience's attention, says soprano Melody Moore. She and baritone Morgan Smith say that's exactly what happens when their two characters meet as prisoners in the camp.
And suddenly everything stops, literally everything. There are two spotlights. Everything is down to a pinpoint.
You're alive.
You're alive.
You're alive.
They had no idea they were going to see each other. They're just grateful for those few minutes together.
The happy reunion is short-lived. As the flashback continues, Smith's character, a violinist, is ordered to play a German waltz for the commandant. He refuses. The Houston Grand Opera's Patrick Summers says the opera offers little relief, but does what art is supposed to do. It changes the way we see things.
We've been rehearsing this since 2 weeks before Christmas. I've noticed autumn leaves on the background here in Houston in a way that I've not before. It's made me appreciate things that are around me every day.
Summers says there's no moral here, no easy answers.
It asks us as an audience one thing. It just asks us, begs us to remember.
If one day your voice should, if they should fall silent.
The Passenger is performed tomorrow afternoon. The same production moves to New York City in June. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. I'm Scott Simon.